This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States military struck back at the Islamic State in Afghanistan Saturday, acting on U.S. President Joe Biden's vow to hit the extremists in retaliation for a suicide bombing claimed by IS that killed as many as 169 Afghans and 13 American service members at Kabul Airport Thursday. A U.S. Central Command statement said a drone strike targeted an IS planter in the eastern province of Nangarhar. It said initial indications were that the target was killed. Biden said Thursday he would strike back at the Islamic State group's Afghanistan affiliate, saying, "We will hunt you down and make you pay." U.S. intelligence agencies are still divided on the origins of the coronavirus, but believe China's leaders did not know about the virus before the start of the global pandemic. That's according to results released Friday in a review ordered by U.S. President Joe Biden. An unclassified summary indicates four members of the U.S. intelligence community say with low confidence that the virus was initially transmitted from an animal to a human. A fifth intelligence agency believes with moderate confidence that the first human infection was linked to a lab. Analysts do not believe the virus was developed as a bioweapon. Across the country, the offices of members of U.S. Congress have become makeshift crisis centers. Lawmakers are being flooded with requests for help getting people onto one of the last flights coming out of Kabul Airport before Tuesday. That's President Joe Biden's deadline for the withdrawal of all U.S. military forces out of Afghanistan. The requests run into the hundreds and sometimes the thousands for each lawmaker. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A spokesman for Myanmar's military installed government says COVID-19 vaccines will be given to members of the country's persecuted Muslim Rohingya ethnic minority. The Rohingya were the largest of a fierce country counterinsurgency campaign in 2017 that some critics charge amounted to ethnic cleansing, even genocide. Myanmar faces a devastating COVID-19 outbreak, although the daily number of reported new cases and deaths has been falling. Myanmar's poor public health system was weakened further by the political turmoil caused by the army's February takeover of power from the elected government. The Rohingya face widespread discrimination and most are denied citizenship and other basic rights. More than 700,000 Rohingya have fled to a neighboring Bangladesh. Authorities in northern Nigeria say three separate groups of kidnapped students have been freed within a 24-hour period. The dramatic development is prompting speculation that some kind of deal may have been made with the gunmen blamed for a spate of recent abductions in Africa's most populous nation. Among those freed from some of the youngest ever taken hostage in Nigeria, hours after the youngsters were brought to the state capital on a Friday, police in Zamfara State said that 15 older students also had been freed there. A third announcement came hours later. Hurricane Ida struck Cuba on Friday and threatened to slam into Louisiana with devastating force over the weekend, prompting evacuations in the states and across the coastal region. Ida intensified rapidly Friday from a tropical storm to a hurricane with top winds of 80 miles per hour as it crossed western Cuba. The National Hurricane Center predicted it would strengthen into an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane with top winds of 140 miles per hour before making landfall along the U.S. Gulf Coast late Sunday. Recapping one of our top stories, the United States military has struck back against the Islamic State in Afghanistan Saturday, acting on U.S. President Joe Biden's vow to hit the extremists in retaliation for a suicide bombing claimed by IS that killed as many as 169 Afghans and 13 American service members in Kabul. This occurred at the airport on Thursday. There is more at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.